ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀನಾಥ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ನಾಥಯಾಮುನ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಯೋನಿತ್ಯಮಚ್ಯುತ ಪದಾಂಬುಜ ಯುಗ್ಮರುಗ್ಮ ವ್ಯಾಮೋಹತಸ್ತದಿತರಾಣಿ ತ್ರಿಣಾಯಮೇನೇ ಅಸ್ಮದ್ಗುರೋರ್ ಭಗವತೋಸ್ಸ ದಯೇಕಸಿಂಧೋ ರಾಮಾನುಜಸ್ಸ ಚರಣೌ ಶರಣಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ. ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ವಸಿಷ್ಠ ನಪ್ತಾರಂ ಶಕ್ತೇ ಪೌತ್ರಮಕಲ್ಮಷಂ ಪರಾಶರಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಂದೇ ಶುಕತಾತಂ ತಪೋನಿಧಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಾಯ ವಿಷ್ಣುರೂಪಾಯ ವ್ಯಾಸರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಷ್ಣವೇ ನಮೋ ವೈ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನಿಧಯೇ ವಾಸಿಷ್ಠಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಆಫರ್ ಅವರ್ ಸಲ್ಯೂಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ವೇದವ್ಯಾಸ. He was the author and the preacher of all Itihasas and Puranas. Not only of the Itihasa Puranas, he was the one who categorized the Vedas into Rig, Yajus, Sama and Atharvana and made them accessible to humankind. Vyasa takes the great service of categorizing the Vedas in Dwapara Yuga. It's worthy to note that in the first two Yugas, which are Krita Yuga and Treta Yuga, the Vedas were together. They were not punctuated. They were not classified as they are in the form today. Vedavyasa did the great service of classifying them. Anything that is punctuated, paragraphed, and given a subheading is easy to comprehend. In Krita Yuga and Treta Yuga, bhaktas were so brilliant that they could comprehend anything that was difficult even. But in Dwapara Yuga, as days passed by, we became dull. Vedavyasa thought, although people are dull when compared with the first two Yugas, but still they have the passion, the desire to reach Paramatma. So why deny a glorious text to them? Intelligence, smartness, is not the key word for Vedanta. It is the desire and dedication that takes us closer to divinity. So Vedavyasa, who was of abundant grace, helped us by classifying the Vedas. When he classified, he categorized them as Veda and Vedanta. Veda is also called as Purva Bhaga or the Karma Bhaga. Vedanta is referred to as Uttara Bhaga or the Brahma Bhaga. That is, the study that deals about the karma and the study of Brahma. The study of how to offer oblations, how to surrender, how to do any homa and sacrifice are all dealt with in the Purva Bhaga, that the Veda Bhaga. But the Vedanta, which we call as Upanishads, they talk about Brahman per se and the means to reach Brahman. Although there are many Upanishads, a few to number them, 10 of them are known as the principal Upanishads. They are the most popular. They are the most quoted by all the three scholars, namely Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya and Madhvacharya. Those 10 Upanishads are Isha, Kena, Katha, Prashna, Munda, Mandukya, Tithiri, Aitareya, Brihadaranyaka, Chandogya. These 10 are the principal Upanishads. They are the study of Brahma. They talk about Tattva, Hita and Purushartha. The very word Upanishad means Upanishaditi Upanishad. Upa, closer. Nishad, takes us, places us, submits us. So that text or the means that leads us closer to divinity and offers us to divinity is Upanishad. What is our objective for this birth? To get closer to Him, to reach salvation, to enjoy eternal bliss. That is accomplished by a study of Vedanta. When we call it as Vedanta, it goes without saying that it is the later portion of Veda. And it is the ultimate portion of the Veda. The essence of Vedas, the true meaning of Veda would be Vedanta. If I can put it so, it's pointless to just keep doing karmas, the mundane rituals. It's more important to meditate on Brahman. Only then these karmas would be fruitful. But at the same time, just meditation would not lead us to Brahman. They should be well augmented by sacrifice, by penance, by vairagya, by detachment, which are all represented by karma. So one needs to do karma to demonstrate his willingness, to demonstrate his dedication to reach Brahma. But that alone is not enough. I need to meditate on Brahma to reach Brahma. So both karma and aradhana, karma and upasana are important to reach Brahma. Karma is studied by Veda and Sharanagati or Bhakti Upasana are the subject matter of Vedanta. Although there are 10 Vedantas, there are 10 Upanishads, the topic for today's discussion is the wise Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. We would be talking about Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. As I told, this is a conversation between rishis. All the Vedanta are good, interesting, thought-provoking conversations between rishis and their disciples. The name Aranyaka means that which happened in the forest. Aranyaka. Brihat, too big, monumental. Brihadaranyaka, too big. The big Upanishad that narrates the conversations which happened in the forest is known as Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So that narration gives us with immense knowledge, wisdom, which ultimately culminates to bhakti. Knowledge alone would not lead us to Brahma. Knowledge has to get refined and matured as upasana or devotion. Devotion takes us to Brahma. So in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Brahma is questioned. After all, we do not know Brahma. We can't identify Him with our mundane senses. He is beyond reach of the senses. So the Upanishads come to our rescue. If I am able to see you with my eyes, then it is Aindrayaka Pratyaksha Jnana. This is known as Pratyaksha Jnana. I look at you, I know who you are. I listen to you, I identify you. I touch a lotus, I identify that flower. I have good sugared milk, I identify that it is a sweet milk. So these are all Pratyaksha Jnana, which are subject to our indriyas. Our senses can grasp, our senses can give us this jnana. But there are many, many objects and concepts which are beyond the reach of our senses. They are known as Atindriya. Indriya, Atindriya, that is beyond the reach of senses, is Atindriya. Who will teach us about Atindriya? After all, it is not enough that we know about Indriya Jnana alone. We must know about objects that are beyond the reach of Indriyams even. Vedas take that great service. They teach us about Atindriyartha, Adrishtartha. And Vedas are quite smart. they don't talk about anything that can be known by our indriyams. If you give a product which is a run-of-the-mill product, which anybody else can also give, then you don't earn a premium. You are not soft after at all. There are 10 manufacturers. You are also one of them. Vedas are not dull. They are too smart. They never give a product which others can give. They give a product which is unique to them. They choose a niche field, and that is the most niche Brahman. No one else can deal about him. No one else can deal about the Atindriya Vishaya. So Vedas help us. They rescue us because we are left helpless with our Indriyas. They have very limited, very finite knowledge and power. Whereas Brahman is infinite, is boundless. With a limited, finite tool, can we accomplish or comprehend an infinite power, infinite mind? We cannot. If our tool is finite, then we can only accomplish finite objects. If our tool is infinite, then we can go infinity. Vedas, which have immense power, which have infinite shakti, they take upon the job of instructing Brahman to us. So Upanishads talk about Brahman. That is the only source which we have to know about Brahman. Pratyaksha, Anumana, Shabda are the three sources of valid knowledge. If one has to have real true knowledge, valid knowledge, there are only three sources. One is Pratyaksha, perception, which is through our senses. Anumana, inference. If something is not possible with perception and inference, the only third possibility is Veda Shabda. So Vedas talk about Brahman, and in fact, there are many rishis who talked about Brahman, which is narrated in the Vedanta. You may question, then is there a date to Upanishad? Since it talks about rishis, it's only a quotes that in the conversation of the rishis. If the rishi has a date, then the story must also have a date. As the Vedanta talks about the conversation between rishis, should they have a date? Do they have? Veda and Vedanta are timeless. They do not have a date. They are acclaimed as apaurusheya anadi. Anadi, which has no beginning. Anadi. Ananta, which has no end. It has no beginning, neither an end. Is it propounded by a human being or a devata? Not at all. It is apaurusheya. Since it is anadi, it was never talked by any human being. Not even Chaturmukha Brahma. Not even the head of gods, head of all devas, Indra. Then who spoke? Who narrated the Vedanta? It always rests. It lies in the glorious mind of Brahman. As Brahman is anadi, so the narration of Brahman is also anadi. If it has adi, if it has a beginning, then it has a date. If it has a date, then it is bound. It's finite. As it has no date and no beginning, it's infinite. As it is not talked to by any human being, then it is free of blemishes. It's perfect. If I can say so, it is so perfect because if I talk, it would certainly be imperfect. I can try to make it perfect as much as possible, but my imperfections will certainly influence whatever I talk. So if Vedas were talked by some human being, then that would also be subject to imperfections. Rather, it was not talked at all. It has been remaining since, I can't say existence because it's anadi. So it has existed, it has ever existed. They are apaurusheya, anadi, ananta, and many shakhas. Shakha is recension, a branch. Vedas have thousands and thousands of branches. They have branched towards various parts of the world. It was further preached by many rishis and munis. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is one such, which is a Vedanta of Shukla Yajurveda. As I told you, Yajurveda, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda and Atharvana Veda are four. Rigveda is abundant. It's predominantly mantras. Rigveda talk about the method to practice. Rigveda has many, many mantras. Yajurveda talks about the method of practice. Mantra is something to chant. When I offer some oblation of ghee or milk or curd, I take in a spoon. I offer it to fire god. When I chant some mantra, that is found in Rig Veda. The method of offering would be found in Yajur Veda. So Rig Veda is mantra pradhana. Yajur Veda is karma pradhana. Mantra is predominant. All the chantings are predominant in Rig Veda. All the methods of oblations, they are predominant in the next Yajur Veda. Third one is very sweet. Samaveda. Music is predominant in Samaveda. The same Rig Veda mantra, they blossom as Samaveda when they are mixed and embellished with music, with Sapta Swara. A mantra without Swara might be called as, can be called as Rig mantra. Rig itself is a mantra. When we add music to it, they transform to be a Sama mantra. Rig Veda transforms and blossoms, it in fact expands as Samaveda. Yajur Veda talks about the oblations, the method to offer to Bhagavan. So now, having known in general, having known about Rig, Yajus and Samaveda, each Veda has many Upanishads. As a planet has many satellites, each Veda has many Upanishads. If I can give you that example, any planet may have more than one satellites. More than moons rather. Similarly, every Veda has many, many Upanishads. Shukla Yajur Veda is one glorious Veda. The Upanishad that is attached to Shukla Yajur Veda is Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. This has totally 6 chapters and 57 Upabrahmanas. Brahmana and Upabrahmana. If the main classification can be termed as chapter, there are 6 chapters. And there are sub-chapters or sub-classifications which are Brahmanas and Upabrahmanas. So totally there are 57 Upabrahmanas. We can't deal with them. We would need at least 57 days to talk about all the 57 Upabrahmanas. After all, this is called as Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So it would take more and more time. But we may not have that much time left with us. So in a nutshell, the essence of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Let me take some conversations between rishis and quote them along with the commentary of our Purvacharyas. Upanishads are too short. Any day, mantram will be too short, sweet, but will have very in-depth meaning. The meaning will be quite deep. Unless we delve deep into it, we can't know what it says. Fortunately, the Sishyas were very inquisitive. They did not spare their Acharya till they came out with the complete explanation. When I read through, you will understand them. The Sishyas question and again, they don't rest at all. They question more and more, not because they did not understand, for our benefit. They know that we would not know if the talk was quite crisp and short, if it is cryptic, we would not understand at all. So they made it very, very elaborative. They explained. First we will deal about in the first chapter, Chaturtha Brahmana. I told you there are totally 57 Brahmanas. In chapter 1, the fourth Brahmana talks about Paramatma and identifies Paramatma. Why first Paramatma? Why not about this material world? Why not about me? Whenever you start preaching, you must talk about the highest being. If you say so, we are drawn towards it. I tell my son, study well. But I have to tell him, why to study well? If I don't tell him the fruit of studying well, he would not be interested at all. Why should we? You can lead a happy life, peaceful life, materially you will be well off, so study well. Unless I talk about the objective, no one would take pain, no one would take effort to reach the objective. If the objective is not worthy enough, then I reduce my effort. If I make you know that the objective is quite high, it is the highest objective possible, then without questioning, without raising an eyebrow, you will accept to put in all efforts possible. So first talk about Paramatma. Then your eyes are set there. When your eyes are set there, you won't settle for anything lesser. If I talk about some product which is the best available in the world, and after that I tell you about a lesser product or a product that's not very, very popular or very not useful, then you will not change your mind. Let me buy that product. Why unnecessarily settle for a lesser product? But if I talk about a lesser product, then you will keep on searching about a better product. If I tell you the ultimate product, then there's no search needed. Straight away you start possessing that product. Similarly, the Upanishad starts with Brahman, Paramatma. There is no being which is superior to him. There is none to equal him. All the jivas, their objective is to reach Brahman. In which case, let us straight away talk about Brahman. But you can't raise to that level. We have a progressive step. It's not possible to a baby to run a sprint. It cannot. It has to take a baby step. The baby may know that it has to reach there, but still it can't take giant steps to reach there. Objectives may be lofty, but the method has to be very progressive. Do you understand with me? Objectives can be great. Yes, you need them. Unless you dream, you won't reach at all. Dream quite high, but you can't execute it in your dream. You can dream about the objective, but can you execute it in your dream? You cannot. It has to be reality. So when you get down to reality, Vedanta adopts baby steps. But to talk about objective, it takes a giant leap. So this is always the method followed by Vedanta, which in fact we can follow in our family. When we talk about objective, don't settle for anything lesser. Talk about the best possible. But when it comes to planning to execute, when you have to reach, you can't be lofty. You can't take giant steps. Your step has to be only small, tiny. Let me read through the passage. In fact, this is a different Sanskrit. Although some of you here may know Sanskrit, but this would not be the regular, usual Sanskrit which we know of. This is known as Chandasa or Arsha. Arsha, Rishis, Chandasa, Chandas, Vedabhaga. Chandasa, the right or the premiumness which the Vedas have to talk their own language. Can you do it? Swami, can I coin my own language? Did one great poet not do it in English? Which happened. It was known after him as that poet's English. When it comes to that level, why not Veda have that privilege? They have the privilege to have their own Sanskrit. As I told you, these rishis talk about great concepts. They are narrated here. Then can we date this Vedas as of the rishi? Not so. The rishis knew the future too. They were Trikalajna. So they knew the past, present and future. Simultaneously, the Vedanta knew past, present and future. Not that the Vedanta talks for their present tense. It talks for millions and millions of years together. So when the Vedanta knows about the future, it can narrate the story which would happen in future. The conversation between rishis is a future happening. Vedanta reports that earlier. As it has knowledge about future happening, it reports earlier. I can give you another example. Lava and Kusha, they sung Valmiki Ramayana before Rama himself. Rama listened about his story. Rama was very much alive, was listening to his own story. Lava Kusha started singing, "This is the day, Rama, you will depart. You will reach Sarayu. You will renounce everything material. You will take all the inhabitants of Ayodhya along with you. On this day you will reach. And this is how you will reach Sri Vaikuntha." Rama was astonished. "I am sitting before you. How do you tell me?" And a 5-year-old child tells that, "This is the day, Rama, you will depart." Rama could not believe. "How do you know, my child?" Lava Kusha replied, "Not that we know that, but our Acharya knows that. Our Valmiki Rishi is a Trikalajna. So he knows when will you depart. He knows the date of your departure. He has written, and this date will prevail." So Rama in fact left this material world on that date. So we must now know that this has no date at all. Because you would have popular publications in English which say Rigveda is dated 7000 years ago. Yajurveda was later to Rigveda. Samaveda was much later. Atharvana Veda was man's discovery. This is what there are many publications say, which is not true at all. Nothing was discovered by man. Nothing was invented. This is all ever existing. It's anadi. And once you know the Vedas, all these publications would be almost by people who have not mastered them. If you do, then you will know that this cannot be dated at all. If you read through in depth, then 75% of your doubts would be cleared. But before opening a book, if you start commenting, then it will only be comments. It cannot be conclusions. We must first read through the text and read through for at least 10-20 years, half of it, and almost 3/4 of your doubts will be cleared. Then if you are left with some doubt, go to a scholar who has spent at least 3-4 decades in that text, request to him, he will guide you the right way. So there are no dates, it's anadi, it's ananta, and it is impersonal. It was never talked by any person, it was never by a human being. But here, it talks about human beings now. We are going to talk about one rishi. He is named, another with a name, and they talk between themselves. We got a great nectar. The conversation of mahans will lead to a good benefit to humankind. If we talk, it will only be gossips. But if they talk, it's a great treasure. So this is the treasure. This says, Atmaiva idam agra asid purusha vithaha. Purusha, this is a name given to Paramatma here. You all know about Purusha Sukta, which is Sahasra Shirusha Purusha, Sahasraksha Sahasrapad, Sabhumim Vishyato Vrutva, Atyatishta Dashangulam. That's Purusha Sukta. Sukta, the wise saying. Purusha Sukta, the saying about Purusha. Purusha here does not stand for a male. This is for Paramatma. Purusha, Purushottama is Paramatma. Why Paramatma is known as Purusha? Puram, Sagnye, Sharire, Asmin, Shayanath, Purusho Harihi. Asmin Sharire, Puri Sheteti Purushaha. This heart is a Pura, is a place to dwell. It's a Nagar. Whenever there is a new Nagar in Chennai or Trichy, they name it as Hayagriva Nagar, Lakshmi Nagar, Lakshmi Vasan. Similarly, our heart is a Nagar. It's a place where Paramatma rests. It's known as Puram. This Puram, that Puram, there are many, many Purams. Venkatesha Puram, Srinivasa Puram, Alarmel Mangapuram, similarly Hridaya Puram. This is known as Hrit Purundarikam. It looks like an inverted lotus. Bhagavan rests inside that inverted lotus. Puri in Pura, Shete Bhagavan rests. Purusha, Puri Shete iti Purusha. Brahman is known as Purusha as he rests in every heart. He is meditated through the mind. So here is Purusha, Sriman Narayana Parabrahma. Atmaiva idam agra asid Purusha vithaha. Agre, much much before. Asid, he existed. Paramatma existed ever before. This agre, before, means before creation. We are all now created. This state, this face, is known as Srishti. The phase before was Pralaya. There are two phases. One is Pralaya, the big deluge. The other is Srishti, this big creation. Even before this creation, Brahman existed. Here is a great violation. In fact, there is a conflict between science and between modern science and the science about Paramatma, the Vedanta. Modern science says that nothing existed before. But nothing existed is not confirmed. They say that it might have existed, not that we have found it. There is a very honest scientist who would only put it this way. He would say that we have not invented that yet. We are yet to research and come to conclusion. Probably it might have been there. We do not know. Before Big Bang, what existed? Nobody knows. But spirituality says that, yes, Brahman existed before. What exists now? The same Brahman. The word agre means the very same Brahman that exists now existed before even. During Pralaya and during Srishti, the same Brahman exists. Atmaiva idam agre purusha vithaha. Anyad atmano apashyat saha aham asmi tyagre vyaharat. Then the Brahman thought, I am alone. Why should I be alone? Before creation it would be alone. Who would be there? There was no one. There was no company to Brahman. Did it fear? It did not immediately fear. It said to itself, Saha, Aham, Asmi. Saha, I am now becoming as him. Aham, Asmi. You have to follow it closely. You may find it a little difficult initially, But when you get to know that this is the concept, you will really feel that pleasure. So till such time, you have to be very patient and attentive. You can afford to be, you cannot afford to relax today. Probably from tomorrow you can. But today you will have to be very attentive. That Brahman thought, Soham Asmi. Let me be him. And that him is Chaturmukha Brahma Hiranyagarbha. Bhagavan Brahman creates Hiranyagarbha, the four-headed Brahma, for further creation. He had to continue creation. This is an intermediary creation, which is known as Samashti Srishti. Brahman, on its own, creates the gross elements of creation, Panchabhuta, Prithivi, Appu, Tejasu, Vayu, Akasham. After creating, he creates the Andakataha, the big Andam. Inside that Andam, he reclines in the ocean of milk. In his glorious navel, he creates Brahma, Chaturmukha Brahma. To create Brahma, Brahman resolves to himself, Soham, I am him, I am. Let me create from my body. Let me manifest to be Brahma. So Brahman manifests. Kindly note the difference here. Brahman is the absolute God. Brahman the creator, the omnipresent and the omniscient. Brahma is the created. The Nanmuha Brahma, Chaturmukha Brahma. Tirumali Siyazhvar in his Pausuram says that Nanmuhanai Narayanan Padaitan Nanmuhanum Tanmuhamai Changaranai Tan Padaitan Andadimela Tarivitte Nal Gurule Shindamal Kolminir Terandu. Oh human beings, listen to me. Shindamal Kolminir Terandu. I am talking the truth. You can research for yourself. You can find the truth. Go in pursuit of the truth. Shindamal Kolminir Terandu. Nanmuhanai Narayanan Padaitan. Narayana created Nanmukhan, Brahma. And what did he say? How did he create? He created resolving to himself, Saha Aham, Aham Saha, I am, I am, I am Brahma. Can I say that I am you? Can I say I am she? Can I say I am that box? I cannot. I am different from that box. I am different from you. Whereas Brahman can afford to say, I am. As it is the body of Brahman that manifests to this gross and this subtle world, Brahman can afford to say, I am. I am. What do you conclude? Then Brahma was created. He stood up. He started talking for the first time. He said, I am Brahma. Where did it begin? Brahman said, I am. Brahma concludes, I am Brahma. Whenever you are asked, what is your name? You say, I am Lakshmi. I am Krishna. I am Rama. It is wrong to say Rama. Did the school not teach you? Your teacher taught us that when you are asked who are you or what is your name, you can't just say Rama, Krishna, Lakshmi, Sita. It is right to say, the right way to put it is, I am Rama. I am Sita. Why? The Rishi here says that I am culminates from the word when Brahman mentioned it. It first said, I am. Who? Brahma. Now I say, I am Krishna. I am Aarti. I am Shruti. I am Sita. That I am does not talk about ourselves. It talks about Brahman. I am. And only the last name talks about us. Sita, Mala, Shruti, Vatsala, Sushila. All those things, these names stands for us. But I am stands for Brahman. Because it is Brahman that manifests into all of us. I am. Soham Asmiti Agre Vyaharat. Soham Asmi. You also know about this passage. Sabrahma Sashivaha Sendraha Soksharaha Paramaswarat. Sabrahma, that glorious Brahman manifested as Brahma. Sashivaha, he manifested as Shiva. Sendraha, he manifested as Indra. Saswarat, he manifested as every Atman, as every being. Sabrahma, Shashivaha, Sendraha, Soksharaha, Paramaswarat. So Brahman resolves, he manifests into this material world, he manifests into all Devas, he manifests into every one of us. So we can also claim, I am the part and parcel of Brahman. I am also a part and parcel of Brahman. What do you get by claiming? Are you awarded anything? Do you get a certificate? When I say that I am a part of Brahman, I am Brahman. When Brahman can afford to say that I am Brahma, can Brahma also not say I am Brahma? Just think for a while. Brahman says, I am Krishna, I am Rama, I am Govinda. I am Srinivasa, I am Madhava, I am Govinda. Can he say that I am Brahman? He can. It is just the reverse of it. If Brahman can manifest to be a human being, then the human being is also a manifestation of Brahman. So why can't he say? He can also claim, I am Brahman. That doesn't mean he is Brahman himself. It means that he is a manifestation of that glorious Brahman. Brahman has manifested. The body, the glorious body, the holy body of Brahman transforms to become a human being. Transforms to become this world, this entire universe, prapancha. Let me go through. Sohamasmi tyagre vyaharat tataha ahannama abhavat. It was then the word I am got coined. Aham nama abhavat. For the first time in the world, these two words are uttered together. I am, I am, I am. And now we continue like anything. Every one of us, we talk about I am Krishna, I am Rama, I am Govinda, I am Srinivasa. I am a male, I am a female, I am a human being, I am a lion, I am a tiger, I am what not. I am tall, I am short, I am stout, I am lean. Whatever you say, I am thin. Whatever it is, it's all I am. So that I am is about Brahman. And whatever I add later is about myself. Tasmat apyetar hyamantrito ahamayamitve vagra uktavanathyannama prabrute yadasya bhavati. Sa yat purvaha asmat sarvasmat sarva papmana aushat tasmat purushaha. Then the next doubt is, when Bhagavan manifested, when Brahman transformed, then is he subject to imperfection? Is he subject to papa? He is not subject to papa. Papmanaha praduyante. He is the one, for the first, initially, who burnt all the papas. The doubt here is, we all think, if we do something, then it is out of papa. Is it true? We do something, probably I have been pushed and driven by papa. That's why I do. Why not punya? I can do something that's good. I can be driven by punyam. If I do something that is evil, then it is driven by papa. So we have a common belief that if I do something, it has to be triggered by papam and punyam. I do something good, triggered by punyam. Do something evil, triggered by papam. Now Brahman has created, it is triggered by what? The question is, if anything on earth has to be triggered by something, now Brahman has created, triggered by what? Is it papa and punya? He is akarma vasya. Brahma is Brahman, is never influenced by papam and punyam. Then why should you do? If I don't have any papa punyam, then I should remain idle. Will I? I can. I will reach moksham. If I have no papam and punyam, I reach moksham. When Bhagavan is devoid of papa punyam, he has no imperfections, why did he act? And not even action. That action has lot of problems embedded in it. When Brahman created, are we all equal? We are totally different. There are many people who are good people, many who are bad. So this good and bad creation is a discrimination. When Brahman discriminated, that must have been triggered by papa and punya only. If we were all equal in our creation, then I may agree. There is nothing that triggered. Brahman is tranquil. It's equal. It is not so. This world is full of differences. It's full of discrimination. Then the Brahman must have been influenced by sattva, rajas, tamas, papa, punya. It says now, it clarifies, it is not so. Brahman is akarma vasya. It has no papam. It has no punyam. In fact, all the dwellers of the paramvadham, they don't have papam and punyam. Then how is the Almighty? He is not under that influence. Then why did he create? He creates out of ichha, out of desire. Brahman creates out of desire. He resolves that let me create. Bahusyam prajayeya. Then the job of creation begins. Why did he desire? Why should Bhagavan desire to create? Why were we all created? Swami, am I a puppet in his hand? Am I the only person whom he got to play? To his play? To satisfy him? Why should I suffer? I should not suffer to satisfy him. He is so happy. But why should I be in pain? Why should I be in this deluge? It's not for us to suffer Bhagavan creates. In fact, to alleviate this suffering. To rescue us from this deluge, Bhagavan creates us. You now think for a while, how do we reach Vaikuntham without Upasana, without Bhakti Yogam or any other yoga? We need to practice a method to reach Vaikuntham. To practice, you need a life. Unless you are born, I cannot practice Karma Jnana Bhakti Yoga. So to be born, Bhagavan has to create. But he was not indiscriminate in his creation. He was very, very methodical. He was logical because he relied on my Papa Punya for my creation. Every individual is different. Every Atma is distinct. He is distinctly identified by his Papa and Punya. So when Bhagavan looks at an Atma, he looks along with Papa Punya and gives a birth as a result of those Papa Punyas. So we are influenced by Punya Papam, not Brahma. Brahman is quite equal in his creation. If we, say about 10 people, have no Papam and Punyam, when Brahman creates, he will create them equally only. Since we are distinguished by our own Papam and Punyam, Bhagavan also clearly distinguishes us as some people who are learned, some dull, some who are very rich, some who are not, some who are very brilliant, some not, some who are who have passion to reach Brahman, some who are very virtuous, some are dishonest. So all this happens because of our own deeds and our own karma, not that Brahman is influenced. So he is akarma vashya. Aushat tasmat purushah. Oshati havai satam. Yosmat purvo bhushati. Ya evam veda. So here I am now going to create. I would manifest as this great Brahma, the four-headed Brahma. Brahma got created. Now Brahma is alone. He has to continue. He has to further creation. And he felt lonely. He was alone. Brahma was alone. But still there was Brahma. Here is the first human. Here is the first Atma that got created. Atma is not created. Atma is given birth. Brahma is also a Jivatma. Indra is also a Jivatma. Only Paramatma is Paramatma. Other than him, everybody else is a Jivatma. We are all created. Although the Devas are much, much superior when compared to us, they are very inferior when compared to Vaikuntham or Brahma. So now Brahma felt lonely. He thought, Saha abhibhet tasmad ekaki bibheta. As he was alone, ekaki bibheti. He feared. He was quite frightened. By what? The question is very simple now. Upanishads are too short. Brahma feared. Why? He feared of what? He feared of this. It could answer. It could not answer because nothing else got created. If something was created and there was second something real, you can fear looking at that real. There is no one else than you. Whom to fear of? I can't fear at all. So it questions, Sahayam iksham chakre yad madannannasti kasmannu bibhemi. Why am I fearing? I am fearing of what? This is the first time Brahma had the feeling of fear. If I fear, then it has to be about something or because of something. It should be because of you, I fear. Because of something, I fear. I fear that something bad might happen. I fear that some of my close relatives may leave me, may abandon me. I fear that I may not score marks. So I fear of something. There must be second something to fear. There was nobody. It was only Brahma who got created. Then fear of what? This is true even to us. Many people who have no problems in life at all, they are very concerned about their life. You know why? Because they don't have problems. If you have, at least you can fear. If you don't have any concerns, Swami, I am so concerned because I have no concerns. You can be concerned if you have concerns, if you have problems in life, if you are well off, you are good, you are educated, you know who Brahma is, you are also a bhakta, you go to temple, you have an acharya, you are blessed with good children, then fear of what? Just by existing you can fear. Alvars also were quite afraid of this samsara. Not because someone is going to kill them, not because they lose money, but because they didn't want to live here. They feared this material world because thinking of Vaikuntham and that eternal bliss, they didn't want to loiter here. Why should I pain? Why should I undergo pain in this world? So you can fear of samsara, but you cannot fear of anybody in samsara. There are many, many people to us for us to be afraid of. But when Brahma got created, there was none second to him. He was alone. So he thought, why am I fearing? Let me now dispel this. let me not fear. Tata evasya bhayam viyaya. Kasmadhyadha bhaveshyat dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. Only if there is a second being, born is fear. If there is no second being, fear is dispelled. Now, can we draw some truth from here? You are asked to go through a forest. You fear. Fear what? I fear darkness. Is it darkness that you are afraid of? If so, then in a drama theater, in an opera theater, you will fear. I don't. Then you say, no, Swami, there are hundreds of people sitting by the side of me. I have many people watching the drama along with me. So it's not darkness. It's people who are not there. Then if it is loneliness, or do you fear loneliness? Then in mother's womb, I was quite lonely. There was no co-worker. There was no co-student. I didn't have any neighbor. I was alone. I didn't fear. I didn't fear when in my mother's womb. I don't fear in a cinema hall. I don't fear when my parents are with me. I don't fear on any of these occasions. I fear because of something. I think I fear. I don't. In truth, I don't at all. This, you have to think again and again that you have no darkness. It's just light. You have people along with you. You are not lonely. How? It's light because of Brahman. Brahman is Paranjyoti. We feel that in that darkness, in the darkness of that forest, no Brahman. There is nobody. It's dark. It is not to a yogi. To a yogi, that forest is not with darkness. It's full of light. If he recognizes Brahman in that forest, he will only see light. He sees no darkness. When you travel through the forest, if you feel that Brahman is very much with me, he is inside me. Purishayateti Purushaha. Purusha rests here. When he is here, you can keep talking to him. Alvas talk to Bhagavan. We would think, Inna achiever gidan paiti mudchulta. Why is he talking on his own? Is he lamenting? Why does he talk? He talks to the person who dwells within him. He talks to his own Paramatma. Alvar Kulashekara Alvar says that, Peyare Yanak Yavarum. Yanumor Peyare Yavarkum idi Peshiyan. Ayane Arangavin Adakinen. Peyanai Udindin. People make fun of me. Peyare Yanak Yavarum. They say they call me as a fool. Yanak Yavarum Peyare. But in fact, I think they are all fools. They call me as fool, but I think they are all fools. To a prisoner, the people who are outside a prison will also look like prisoners. After all, there are bars in between. So I look at people outside, they look like prisoners. To them, I look like a prisoner. To Alvar, we look like fools. To us, he looks like a fool. Peyare yanakku yavarum. Yanumor peyare yavarkum idu pesiyan. Ayane arangavin nalakkinnen. I was not afraid of anything material. I was not afraid because I never felt lonely. I was in the company of my Brahma. So if you recognize that you are in the company, you have people along with you, there is no darkness, it is full of light, then you don't fear at all. Brahman resolved, I am not going to fear. I have Brahman inside me, I am not going to fear. Let me start creation. When I create, there are going to be more beings. And when there are more people, I don't fear at all. So you can create yourself. You can dispel your own fear. Dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. Savainaiva reme. Tasmadekaki narameta. Svaditiyam avaichat. Sahaitavanasa. Yatha. Stri pumamsau samparishvaktau. Sa imamevatmanam dvedhapatayat. Brahma started to dissect. He dissected himself into a male and a female. Then he started reproducing. We were all created. So Brahman creates. Let us now summarize the messages which we get from this Brahmana, from this Upabrahmana. Brahman creates. It resolves. It manifests. So we are all body of Brahman. We are all part of Brahman. If I know that I belong to a great person, that I am related to a great personality, then I realize my responsibility. I become really responsible. If I am nobody, then I don't own any accountability. If I am somebody, then I am responsible. When I know that I am somebody in this society, then I become responsible. If I am nobody, who bothers? I don't care whoever I am. So I am responsible. I am responsible because I am a part of Brahma. So know your responsibility. Be accountable. This is the first message. Brahman creates, not nature. Who creates? Is it all probability? Does this universe get created on its own? It does not. There has to be a creator. And that creator is Brahman. Krishna and Gita says that. You know, can you identify Asura Arjuna? Will he have a big horn or a big teeth? Will he be giggling and laughing? Is he an Asura? Not by his attire, not by his behavior. But you are an Asura if you don't, if you disbelieve that Bhagavan is the creator. If you believe that there is a creator who is Brahman, you are a Deva. If you don't believe in that, if you feel that atoms got together, became molecule, molecules together, they all started creation, they are all inanimate. They are Dravya, Jadam, mundane beings. They cannot create. A creator must be knowledgeable. If you are insentient, you cannot create. You have to be sentient to trigger creation. You can create pot with the mud, with clay, but someone has to trigger the creation. Without that, mud cannot change to pot. Gold cannot become ring. Your cotton cannot become vesti. If it has to become, then there has to be a creator. So there is a creator, the omniscient Brahman, the all-powerful Brahman. I am a part of that Brahman. He transformed, he manifests to be all of us. The first creation was Brahma. Brahma first feared, then concluded, let me not fear, as there is no darkness, as there is no loneliness. We can also conclude, let us not have any darkness, let's not have any loneliness, let us meditate. Am I lonely? Am I alone? Not at all. There are many people. No, Swami, I am in a desert. You can be. We are not talking about people around here. If we are sitting here, but still I can feel I am lonely. How? In this dais, in this altar, I am lonely. You are there. Probably you have many people around you. You can feel very, very happy that I am not lonely. But I am lonely here. Any lecturer for that matter is left alone because he talks alone. So I am lonely. I can think I am lonely, but I will have to think that I am with you. But when I say that I am with you are distinguished as a listener. I am distinct as a speaker. So as a speaker, Swami, do you have anybody with you? I don't have. Then you are lonely. You can interpret it this way. And I can keep on dividing and subdividing this way and I will find myself lonely. It is not so. All Jivatmans are around me. All the beings, creations are around me. And finally, Brahman is around me and within me. When we have so many, first, let's not fear anything. The purpose of Upanishad is, don't fear. And Krishna concludes it, Masuchaha. Don't be concerned. Don't fear. Sarvadharmanu parityajyat, mamekam sharanam braja. Aham tva sarvapape yo mokshayishyami, Masuchaha. Why do you not fear? Because I am with you. Don't fear. If the army is with me, will I fear that somebody would loot my house? Not even a soldier. Army is with me. Then where is the trouble? Then nobody will come. Nobody will dare to come and loot. So when the army, Krishna himself is with me, let me not fear. So first, dispel, drive away fear. The creator ever is with you. If a potter creates a pot, he never lives with the pot. If a goldsmith produces a chain, he can't live with a chain. But here is the creator who lives in and out of every creation. He creates and lives inside and outside of that creation. Who else can afford this? Nobody. Even a mother and father, the parents who created, gave birth to their children, cannot live forever with their children. And you know better. Anyhow, you are so away from your parents here, so you know very well that you are not with them. Rather, I am telling that they are not with you. I am not even telling that you are not with them. Because we never wanted to be with Brahman. Brahman creates and it resolved, I will remain with him. Not that we wanted him to be with us, but he has decided that let me be with him. Similarly, probably your parents should have also taken a decision that I have created my son, I will ever be with him. Which didn't happen. You are away here. Let it all happen that they are with you and you are with them. After all, being with parents is something very, very pleasurable. No one can deny that. If we are with them, I know that being away, people really feel sad and sorry that we are not able to be with them. You all want to serve them, but unfortunately not able to. Who else? Amma avade madiya vida, vera yanda kattilu nannaarku porudille. அது எந்த பிள்ளைக்கும் தெரியும், எந்த அப்பாவுக்கும் தெரியும், எந்த பொண்ணுக்கும் தெரியும், நடக்கலையே. அவ்வளவுதான் சொல்லிக்கலாமே தவிர, why I am telling you this is not a sad state of affairs in Brahman. For Brahman, you need not feel sorry at all. He is ever with you. So you can reconcile yourself. I am not able to live with my parents. Instead, I am living with Mahalakshmi and Shriman Narayana. They are with me. If I accept them as my parents, then they are ever with me. So now we conclude that let us not fear. As he lives in me, let me not fear. Let me drive away darkness. Let me have light around and inside me. Let me dispel my fear. I am not afraid of anyone. So let's conclude. This Brahman started. It further continued creation. So heyam ishan chakre kathannumatmana eva janayitva sambhavati hanta tirosaniti sa gaurabhavat rishabha itaraha tam sameva abhavat. Then it created bull. It created cow. The male and female cow. Bull and the cow. It created chicken. It created hen. It created the cock. It created all males and females and males and females. It divided itself and further created. So that Brahman is the creator. He is the only creator who created this whole universe, this entire prapancham. There ends, concludes the first part to it. Now there is a second part to this. Brahmava idamagra asit tadatmanameva vait aham brahmasmiti. One who realizes that I am also one of those created. That's very important now. After all, talking about creation, someone created something is of no relevance to me. So it's relevant to me when I know that I am also created by him and I am indebted to him. He blessed me with so much and he expects me in reciprocation to do something. So when he expects me to do bhakti, to be devoted to the creator, is he not right in claiming that? In fact, he created me. Why not I submit back to him? I should. I earn a salary. My boss pays me a salary. I work for him for 30 days. It's 24/7 often. I can't afford even a good holiday. I can't enjoy. And today, after the advent of mobile phones, wherever you go on vacation, you are called. At least you have to clear your doubt. If you are away, if you are a doctor, then you are on call. If you are an advocate, probably a very urgent case. Whatever it is, even if you are a software engineer, then there must be a bug which you need to fix even if you are away. So wherever you are, you work. Wherever we are, do we remember that we are a product of Brahman? Do we remember, do we reciprocate to him that as I am created and blessed by him, I have every benefit to have. Why not I reciprocate? But I don't think of him. I rather think, I devote time. So I am able to do Aradhanam only on Saturday, Sunday. Those are my holidays. Is it enough to do them? 24 hours even is not enough to do, reciprocate to him. But if you ask me that, is 2 half an hour on the weekend enough for him? Then we are rationing out our time. It's not right. He didn't ration. If he rations the blessings, then where will we go? He never rationed it. He gave us in abundance. But we ration the time we have towards him. So these are the understandings. More importantly, these conversations must trigger a good deep research in us. They must provoke our thought. If someone ditches me, I have helped him to study. I gave him money. I helped him for higher studies. But after that, if that person did not even come back and tell me he has completed his studies, will you not feel irritated? After that, I helped him. He didn't even bother to come and inform me. It seems he has now got a job. He bought a big car. He bought a home. He has not informed me anything. Why should he? He is a different Atma. He never informed. I saw him one day in a market. I went to him. I caught hold of him. Why did he inform me? You should not have behaved like this. Yannanniko narkum uivunda, uivillai, shainanra pandri maharku, yen marir dena gaite. He said, I behaved as you did. This was his reply. When did I was never a traitor. I have never cheated anyone. I have ever remained indebted. No, Swami, you think you are indebted to your wife, your parents. First, you are indebted to Brahman. You did not reciprocate. So, I did not. After all, you paid me for my studies. I will also imbibe only your qualities. I imbibed your qualities. I am never indebted to you. Then he thought, I think there is something true in what he says. Why did you not come back to me? I wanted you to realize your folly. That's why I kept quiet. I wanted to come and tell you, but I wantedly kept away because you will come and question me a day let me give this reply to me. So we must all ever remain indebted to him. And he never thinks that he has lent a loan. It's not that at all. He only thinks that as a mother feeds her child, does he feel that I have now lent a loan in form of this milk. Now I expect my son to reciprocate after 15 years. She never thinks so. I have fed milk because I am a mother. And similarly, Bhagavan gave us everything because his father and mother. And we must think, not that the mother expected anything in return from us, but as a son or daughter, when we grow up, we must reciprocate with love and affection. What more do they want? They don't want money or anything. They just want respect, love, affection, care, nurture. This, after all, Bhagavan also needs. I can't pay him a check and convince him. He has every check, and he is the creator of this checkbook and creator of wealth, and he possesses Lakshmi herself, who is the devata of this material wealth. So there's no way I can convince him or satisfy him by paying. The only way is by serving him. So we need to serve. If you realize that you are created by him, ever remain grateful to him. Don't be ungrateful. So that is the message in the first. Then it continues. Brahmava idamagra asi tad atmanameva vait. Know that Brahman as the creator, as the cause of this universe. Meditate on that cause. Get liberated. This is the second message now. One who wants liberation must meditate on that one cause of this entire universe. The more you meditate on that cause, you get closer to him. Karanam tu dhyayah. Please note this. Karanam tu dhyayah. Dhyaya, the object of your meditation. Karanam tu dhyayah. The object must be the cause of this universe. Meditate on him. Aham brahmasmiti. I must now realize aham brahmam. I am Brahman. Why? I am created by Brahman. I am permeated by Brahman. He is all pervasive. He is found in and outside me. I am his body. Do I not say I am Krishna? I can. Do I say that I am an Atma who has taken the body of the which is named as Krishna in this birth? I am Krishna is how I identify myself. Instead, I am Atman who has taken this body which is named as Krishna in this birth. If I say so, something has happened to him. Better take him to a doctor. Similarly, I am lion. I am a lion. I am a tape recorder. I am a peacock. I am a dog. I can say so. I can say I am a dog. I am a peacock. I am a lion. I am a cow. In fact, I am not at all. I am an Atman. It ends there. Then I have only assumed this body. I have taken this body. Similarly, every Atman is a body of Paramatma. This is known as Shariratma Bhava. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. Why? Because I am part of Brahman. I am Brahman. Is this body and me one and the same? They are distinct. They are different. But still I say, I am a human being. I am tall. I am dark. I am learned. I am dull. In fact, I am not so at all. I am stands for Atma, which is in no way related with all the suffixes. Whereas we unnecessarily connect them. Similarly, when we know that this Shariram is different from Atma, we also say that I am Atma, I am Shariram, I am tall, I am dark. As the Shariram is ever identified along with Atma, similarly, every Atma is also identified along with Brahma. So when I say Aham Brahmasmi, I say so because it is possible because I am a part, I am a shariram of Brahma. That is the meaning of Aham Brahmasmi iti tasmat tat sarvam abhavat pratipedekam manurabhavam suryaschesi Vamadeva, a great saint. He was an ascetic. And he says, Aham Suryam, Aham Manuhu, taddhaidat pashyan rishir vamanevaha pratipedeham manurabhavam suryaschesi Aham Manurabhavam. Surya, I am Brahman, I am Manu, I am Surya. The disciples did not understand. They came and questioned him, you are Vamadeva. Why are you talking that you are Manu? Why do you say that I am Surya? Why do you say that I am Bhagavan? Why do you say I am Brahman? I say so because I am a part of him. I am a Sharira. And if the to the same, this is my right hand. This is my left hand. This is my right leg, left leg. Can this right leg now claim I am Krishna. It can. It's a part of Krishna. Can this left leg also claim? Be very attentive now. Can the left leg also claim I am Krishna? It can. So here is one part which said I am Krishna. Here is one part which said I am Krishna. Can I say both parts are same? If I say I am Krishna, she also said I am Krishna. Can we be same? I can be. Probably if there are two individuals with the same name, it's a confusion. I am not talking about that. If I say I am Krishna, if two call the same, then they can be the same. Similarly, right leg claiming I am Krishna, left leg claiming I am Krishna. Why? Not because the left and right leg are one and the same, but because both belong to the same Krishna. Similarly, Vamadeva can claim I am Brahman. Surya can claim I am Brahman because both belong to the same Brahman. Aham Manurabhavam Suryashesi. This is known as Tanmayi Bhava. In fact, when Prahlada was born and he turned to be five, he started telling Matta Sarvam, Aham Sarvam, Mayi Sarvam, Sanatane. Their teachers were perplexed. They thought that something has happened to this child. He says, Matta Sarvam. This universe was created by me. Created from me. I manifest as this universe. And all this entire universe rests in me. Prahlada was a child of five. He started telling, Aham, Manurabhavam, Matta Sarvam, Aham Sarvam, Mayi Sarvam, Sanatane. How? It's all based on this fundamental concept that we are all part of Brahman. Nammalvar. In his Anjam Patthu Aran Thiruvayavali, in the 5th centum, in the 6th decade, he talks, Kadalnyalam Seidhenum Yaneyennum, Kadalnyalam Avenum Yaneyennum, Kadalnyalam Kundenum Yaneyennum, Kadalnyalam Undenum Yaneyennum. I am the one who created this universe. Nammalvar, a Jeevatma, a Parama Bhakta. We can't believe that. A Bhakta, will he claim to be Brahman? He would not. His master is ever a master to him. He is ever a servant to his master. But Alva says, I am the master. I created this universe. From me, this got created. In me, this got absorbed. By me, this is all protected. The mother of Namadwar could not believe this. What happened to my son now? He was well till yesterday. Why has he started now telling, I am from me, by me, in me? It's all because he understood. He realized the oneness in terms of Shariratma Bhava between Brahman and Jivatma. Although the Jivatma is different from Brahman, it is Sharira and Atma Paramatma is Antaryami. Once you realize that Shariratma Bhava, you can claim to be the same. In fact, there is a very humorous incident in the Vedas itself. All the rishis approached Indra. They requested Indra, now we want to meditate. We should meditate upon whom? Indra said, why do you go and search? I am the best. Meditate on me. Rishis did not believe. We want to go to moksha, not to Swargalokam. Please tell us, we should meditate on whom? On me. You can very well meditate on me. Rishis did not believe. Now, come out of your trance. Are you sure? Is it on you? We thought we should only meditate on the Karanam. You are not Jagat Karanam. Indra said, I am not Jagat Karanam, but I am a body of Jagat Karanam. So I can afford to claim that I am also Brahman. Since I am a Shariram of Brahman, meditate on me. Aham, Aham Brahman. So you meditate? You can. Indra can say so. But if I start claiming, I am Brahman, so better meditate on myself to get liberated. Apdi nala ungi pomato. If I say that, let me meditate. To get liberated, if I meditate on myself. There was one Shishya who was very, very fond of his Acharya. He was so dedicated to his Acharya. He was washed away by flash flood. He wanted to rescue. He thought, Acharya and Thiruvadi Kadeve Charanam. Let me now salute to my Acharya Thiruvadi. Unfortunately, Bhagavan graced him. He was rescued. Because he was so absorbed in his Acharya, he had faith in his Acharya, he got rescued. Acharya did not believe. How did you? I thought you were dead. How did you come alive? He said, it's all because of your Mahima. Oh, Acharya, I owe this to you. Acharya was quite happy. He felt that, yes, I have a lot of Mahima. I have now rescued my disciple. Now let me wait. Acharya was once getting washed away. What could he say now? He must have prostrated and surrendered to his Acharya, right? If that happened, then since he had faith in his Acharya, he would have also been rescued. But he thought, my Shishya only surrendered to my feet. So what in turn? Let me also say, Yen Thiruvadigale Sharanam. Idhu dhaan avar sonnar. next minute he's lost his life. Vidhan Ardhud, he wondered, why did I lose my life? My disciple was rescued, why not me? If he said Acharya Dirvadigale Charanam, and in turn the Acharya should also have said his Acharya Dirvadigale Charanam, instead he said my Dirvadigale Charanam. So he was washed away. Similarly, I can afford to say Aham Brahmasmi, but to a limited extent. You can't become Brahma. I can say, if I realize in that much intimacy that I am related to Bhagavan, you can. Let us conclude it there. Vamadevaha Pratipedaham Manurabhavam Suryas Chesi. Let us move on to the next. In the same first chapter, Panchamam Brahmanam. The fifth Brahmana talks about our social responsibility. It's so great here. We all talk about corporate governance, social responsibility, about sharing our wealth with others, declaring our assets. Nothing is done in the real sense today, but still, we all at least talk. It is not that we started talking. It is the Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which talks. Yat saptannani medhaya tapasa ajanayat pita ekamasya sadharanam dve devan abhajayat trinyatmane kuruta pashubhya ekam prayachat tasmin sarvam pratishtitam yaccha praniti yacchana kasmattani nakshiyante dyamanani sarvada yo vaitamakshitim veda sonnumatti pratikena sadevan abhigacchati sa urjam upajivati iti shlokaha. This is my recitation. The Vedanta says, this is the truth I can offer to you. If you realize this truth, you are abundant, you are blessed with food, you are blessed with wealth. Whatever you do and think of, your endeavor succeeds. Indhamar nariya aashirvadam onnu. Upanishad is too graceful. It is so magnanimous. Whatever you do, if you do what it says, it's so happy. It immediately blesses. You want whatever you want, take it from me. We don't have faith in those words. If we have, then it is something that is eternal. These are the words of Bhagavan himself. So if you please him, what else can you ask for? If he is pleased, you are blessed with anything. If my master, if my modalali is pleased, he gives me a lot. Will he not? After all, I work for 4-5 years in a company, or rather 10-12 years. If I don't like his face today, I quit. Rather the other way, if he does not like my face, I lose my job. Idha nadakkad. Inge ke ivlo irunda, if Bhagavan is pleased, what will I not get? I'll get everything. Vedanta says, yat saptannani methaya. Brahman created food. Saptannam, 7 portions of food. Please note, we can lead our life knowing this mantra. Yat saptannani methaya tapasa ajanayat pita. Pita, my father created. Universal father. It's not my father. The father of this entire universe, he meditated. He creates 7 portions of food and offered them to each one of us. The first portion, ekamasya sadharanam. He made it as a common portion. That is, to be shared by one and all. Common portion. I'll tell you what it is. First, the Vedanta will be very cryptic. Rahasyamatam besu. It'll be very secret. It won't reveal at all. Then the rishis sit down and reflect on those mantras. Then they, this is what the Vedanta has in store. Then they come out. It says, ekamasya sadharanam. The first one was common to all. No one can snatch. No one can claim that it belongs to them. It belongs to everyone. It's a common portion. Ekamasya sadharanam. Dve, devan abhajayat. Then the portion 2 and 3 were given as a right to the devas. 2 and 3 were given to the devas. Trinya atmane akuruta. Then the 3rd, 4th and 5th portions were given to jivatmans. They were all offered to us. The 3rd, that is the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. The 1st portion was given as a common one. The 2nd, 2 portions were given to devas. The 3 are over. 4, 5 and 6 were offered to atmans. Lastly, pashubhya ekam prayachat. Then to animals, headed by cow, got the last portion. What is the communication from this? We must know now. Ekamasya sadharanam. When something is sadharanam, you can't afford to claim. It's shared. It's available to all. That portion is prithvi, appu, tejasu, vayu, akasha. It is common to all. You can't claim. You can't claim right on water. You can't claim right on air, on ether, on bhoomi. It belongs to all. It is to be shared in common. The problem today is, when we started claiming bhoomi, you had trouble with minerals, with all the wealth. When you started claiming in air and in sea, you divided land. When you divided, you claimed that this is my land. When you started claiming, you started fighting. When war broke out, people got killed. Why did all this happen? Because they divided that which was meant as common. If something is common, leave it common. Don't tamper. This is what the Shastra says. Prithivi, Appu, Tejas, Vayu, Akasham is his. There is no dearth of that material. It is available in abundance. Don't claim. Use it. You have a usage right, but you don't have a ownership right. You can't own it, but you can use it. There are many, many rishis who lived in the forest, but did they have a patta? They didn't have any document to live in the hut or in the cave. They lived. They migrated from place to place. They lived from vana to vana, from forest to forest. Nobody questioned them. They didn't have any document to support their living, but still they lived. They were so happy. Why? Because they understood that this is a commonwealth. There is an institution called commonwealth. This is commonwealth now. The wealth is so common. It is not to be divided. It's not to be claimed. It is free for all. You can use. You have mobile technology that uses space and air. You can. Don't claim. You have waterways. Use it. Don't claim. You have earth. You can live on it. Don't claim. When you start possessing Mother Earth, then it's problem. You start buying flats and properties for investment purpose. நீங்கள் திரும்ப ஊருக்கு வந்தீங்கன்னா நாங்கள் எல்லாரும் வெளிநாட்டில் இருக்கிறவாழை வெய்வோம். எதுக்குன்னா நீங்கள் நிறையா பணம் வச்சு இந்த வீடு வாங்கி போட்டுவிட்றா, எங்களால் வீடே வாங்க முடியல. திஸ் அ காமன் கம்ப்ளைண்ட் இன் இண்டியா தட் ஆல் என்ஆர்ஐஸ் இன்வெஸ்ட், தே பை, தே ஹைக் த ப்ரைசஸ், அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி வி ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு பை எனி ஃபிளாட். விட்டுருங்க, ஐ எம் நாட் கமிங் ஹியர் டு கமெண்ட் ஆன் தட். த க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ், நெய்தர் அ தமிழ்நாடு டுவெல்லர் நார் ஆந்திரைட் நார் அ மகாராஷ்டிரியன் ஷுட் பை. நோபடி ஷுட் பை. இட் சேஸ் இட்ஸ் காமன் டு ஆல். Why do you want? So the five basic elements of creation is common. It is shared wealth. You can't claim that wealth. You know the problems between the neighboring states and Tamil Nadu because of this? Idha nama olunga pannirundona, we would not have got into that trouble at all. There are many nations which share water without problems. But within the same nation, between 2-3 states, we are not able to solve. And unfortunately, this Upanishad was born in our country. இருக்கிறது இங்கே. திஸ் இஸ் த பர்த் பிளேஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் உபநிஷத், திஸ் பாரத தேசம். பட் அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி வி ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு. என்ன சொல்லலான்னா, இங்கே இருக்கிறவாள்லாம் வெளிநாட்டு போயிட்டு வாழணும். ஒருவேளை நீங்கள்லாம் அங்கே இருந்திருந்தா அப்போ இது எல்லாத்தையும் பார்த்து பண்ணியிருப்போம். லீவல் வந்த யத் சப்தான்னானி மேதையா தபசா அஜனயத் பிதேதி. ஸோ த நெக்ஸ்ட் டூ போர்ஷன்ஸ் வேர் ஆஃபர் டு த தேவாஸ். தே வேர் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஒன் வாஸ் அ காமன் போர்ஷன், ஒன்லி டு பி ஷேர்ட் அண்ட் நாட் டு பி ஓன்ட். தென் த செகண்ட் அண்ட் த தேர்ட் போர்ஷன் வேர் Hutam and Prahutam. Hutam, Prahutam, to be offered in Agnihotram and Aupasanam. The Shastra, they advise us to perform Agnihotram and Aupasanam every day. And that is offered on Paurnami and Amavasya day. It's offered to Surya and Chandra. So to the Devas, these oblations are to be given. Why? If you don't feed the Devas, in turn, they don't bless you with rains and wind. It's an agreement which Bhagavan signs between Manushyas and Devas. Devan bhavayata nena, te devan bhavayantuva, parasparam bhavayanta, shreyah param avapsyata. Krishna and Gita mentions this. Oh Arjuna, I created humans and Devas. Let them benefit mutually. Let the Manushyas offer to Deva and Deva in turn bless them. Devan bhavayata nena, te devan bhavayantuva, anena prasavishyadvam. Live well. Live for your mutual benefit. So we must offer to the Devas. In turn, they will give us. They will protect us. So the second and third portions where they are nominated for the Devas. Agnihotram and Aupasanam. Hutam and Prahutam were both given to him. So we must not have any food without offering to the Devata. The takeaway is that there. Krishna in Gita says, Taihi dattan apradepyaha yobhumtes tenayevasaha. One who does not offer his food to the Devata, and consumes it in his own, on his own, then he is a robber. Stena eva saha. Stena is a thief. I am a thief because it belongs to someone else. Here are two portions given to the devatas. I eat those portions. If I don't offer to that devata and eat myself, am I not a robber? So I have to offer them. Idellame romba mukhya nyabam vachindho. If you don't offer to Bhagavan, have it for yourself, then you are only having morsel of rice, not rice, but of papa. Kannan solradhe. You don't cook for me, cook for yourself, then you are cooking papa. You cook for me. Yajna shittachana santaha muchyante kalvagilpushaihi te tvagambunjate papaha ye pachantyatma karanat. If you do it for yourself, you are only cooking papa. If you do it for myself, then that is punyam to you. So let's not do that. Let us offer the second and third portion to the devatas before having. Kevala go bhavati kevaladi. If anyone who is used to performing shraddham here for your departed parents, you would have come across this mantra. Kevala go bhavati kevaladi. Why do we say kevala kaha? One who consumes for himself without offering to the pitrus, then it is papam only. Kevalagaha, bhavati kevalagi. Then you only live with papam. You are never liberated at all. So the second and third portion to the devatas. Then three more portions which are offered to this Atman, this very Jivatma. They are vak, manas, prana. Three portions given to the Atma. Trinya Atmane akuruteti, manovacham prana. Manaha, vak, prana. Manas is the most vital. Manas is mind. Vak, speech, prana, the vital air, pranavayu. Without these three, how can Atma exist? Atma lives with a body, and the body cannot exist without these three. Atma speaks out. It cannot speak on its own through its vak. It thinks, meditates on Brahman through its manas. And finally, it reaches him. It has to live if it has pranavayu. So Atma was given three portions, the fourth, fifth, and the sixth portion, vak, manas, prana. In this, manas is very, very key. Anyatramana abhuvam, nadarshaman, nadarshamanyatramana abhuvam, na ashraushamiti. It says, one sees through manas, listens through manas, touches through manas, smells through manas. How is it true? I see through my eyes, I touch with my skin, I listen to, I hear with my ears, I smell with my nose. Instead of saying so, the Upanishad says that tan nyatmane akuruta anyatramana abhuvam nadarsham anyatramanaha. It says that I see through my manas, I listen through my manas. Why? You are all listening to me here. You all listen through your ears only. But if at all something happens there, or something happens at the door, then you look there. Your ears are very much dedicated to me, no doubt. But you won't listen to anything. Nothing will register in your mind. So you should say that, நீங்க அந்த கதவுளை பார்த்துட்டீல கேட்கலையா? I'll tell you in English. கதவுளை பார்த்துட்டீல கேட்கலையாண்ணா? என்ன சொன்னீர்? திரும்ப காது இங்கே தானே இருந்தது, நான் இங்கே தானே உட்காந்தேன், இங்கே தான் உட்காந்தேன். ஆனால் இப்போ சொல்லுங்க கேட்குறேன்னா, இப்பவும் காது இங்கே தானே இருக்குது, அப்பவும் காது இங்கே தானே இருக்குண்ணா, மனசு அங்கே போயிட்டு இல்லையோ. ஸோ ஈவன் இஃப் யூ ஆர் அட்டன்டிவ் த்ரூ யுவர் இயர்ஸ் ஆர் த்ரூ யுவர் மைண்ட், இஃப் சம்திங் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் தேர் அண்ட் யுவர் மைண்ட் இஸ் டிஸ்ட்ராக்டட், your mind is distracted towards that happening, then although your ears are lent here, you don't listen. So you need the manas at the background to register. Without the manas, your eyes cannot grasp anything. Your ears alone cannot know anything. Everything is possible through manas. So the most important faculty is manas. Manasala dhaan paakare illaya swami kandu vanum enna. கண்ணு பார்த்தாலும் மனசு இல்லாட்டா கண்ணு ரிஜிஸ்டரே பண்ண சொல்லியது. சம்திங் கெட்ஸ் ரிஜிஸ்டர்ட் ஒன்லி இஃப் யுவர் மைண்ட் இஸ் அப்சார்ப்ட் இன் இட், இஃப் யுவர் மைண்ட் ஹேஸ் இன் இட். இஃப் இட்ஸ் நாட், தென் ஒன்லி வித் ஐஸ் ஆர் யுவர் யுவர்ஸ் யூ கெனாட். ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் மனஸ். மனசா ஹேஷ ஏவ பசியதி மனசா ஸ்ரூணோதி. தென் இட் சேஸ் திஸ் மனஸ் இன்கார்னேட்ஸ். வினோ பகவான் இன்கார்னேட்ஸ், ராம கிருஷ்ண வராஹ நரசிம்ம வாமன. We know about Bhagavan's incarnation, Dashavataram. Now here is another Dashavataram of Manas. Our mind, it seems, incarnates. How? What are the incarnations? Kamaha, Sankalpaha, Vichikitsa, Shraddha, Ashraddha, Dhriti, Adhriti, Hrihi, Dhihi, Bhihi. Again Dashavatara. Manas Dashavatara. Have you heard of this? Dashavataram of our mind. It has 10 avatarams. Kamaha, desire. Desire is a form of manas. It's an incarnation of manas. So with what do you desire? My hand desires. You can't say. My eye desires. No, I can shut my eyes. You cannot desire. My mind desires. And the Atman triggers mind desires. So desire is a manifestation of manas. It's an incarnation of manas. Sankalpaha, resolve. I desire to buy a pendant for $10,000. Can I? Swami, it's a waste of money. I should not, let me not go for shopping today. Do I not resolve this? If I resolve, that sankalpam is again a manifestation of manas. Instead, I think I should possess that. It is so good. Having come to Australia, should I not buy something? Let me go out and buy for today. Swami, do you have money to buy that? Let me borrow. Can you borrow? I can. Should you not repay? Somehow I repay. How will you repay? I will even rob to repay. This is again a resolution. This is a negative resolution. There was a positive resolution where you detached. There is a negative resolution where you trigger desire. Again, this is a manifestation of your manas. So this manas, if tamed, then you are likely, in all likelihood, you will succeed. If this manas is not controlled, then it is unlikely that you succeed. We would not at all. So next is sankalpa, resolve. Vichikitsa, doubt. There is a doubt in my mind. Can you clarify? This is the way we put it. So even if a doubt is also a manifestation of your mind. A doubt is whether this is right or that is right. Vikalpam. In Sanskrit we say, well, samshayam. Is this or that? Which is right? The state of dilemma is doubt. But it is not the state of conclusion. I may say, now I see a big pillar there. Stambova, Purushova. Is it a pillar or a robber? Probably it's in darkness. Adha uthrudana irukumo illa thoona irukumo. Is it a thoon? Is it a pillar or a robber? Till I don't conclude, it remains as a doubt. If I conclude that it is yes, right, it is a pillar, it is yathartha jnana. It is true knowledge. If I conclude it as it's not a pillar, it's a robber, then it is ayathartha jnana, mayakkam. Tamil chatram illayo. Mayakkam is different. It's wrongly concluded. Is mayakkam. Whereas we are talking about doubt. Yet we are to conclude. We have not concluded yet. I am still researching whether it would be this or that. That doubt is also a manifestation of manas. But don't remain too long in that state. It's not good to us. Sandeheme patunda. Yennar mudivittu aranamulli. So don't remain in that state. Either you decide that it is thambam or purusham. Either it is a robber or a pillar. If it's a pillar, go bang against it. If it's a robber, catch hold of him. At least you will get into action. If you still keep doubting, I won't go near. So this is the third state. Manasa, vichikitsa. Shraddha is faith. I believe. Yes, God is a creator. I believe. Is Shraddha. Shraddha is also a form. It's a state of your mind. Ashraddha, disbelief. I don't have faith at all. There are many people who are non-religious. They won't have any faith. They won't believe in God. They all think that they are God. Nammale God. Inge paarunga. Naan dhaan Shivan. Naan dhaan Brahma. Naan dhaan ellarum solrundomna. Appa naane God. God believe pannalenva. Naan dhaan God. So probably this is disbelief or not having faith on anything. Faith and lack of faith. Shraddha, Ashraddha. Dhriti. Dhriti, steadfastness. I hold to something. I am steady. Dhriti, I hold on. Chanchalame ille, chalaname ille endra mulliyo. That is steadiness. Being, what if you take, if you resolve, you stand by that resolution. That's dhriti. Adhriti, lack of that stand. I am very weak. I am not positive at all. Adhuvum is a state of your mind. Dhriti, adhriti, hrihi. Hrihi, when comes shame. I feel ashamed that I am not able to deliver. I feel ashamed that I told that I would come and serve in the temple. unfortunately, I had some other priority. I could not. I feel ashamed. So that that the feel of shame and the vetkamgramulyo, that's also of mine. Krihi, dhihi. Dhihi, good knowledge. A clear understanding, knowledge. Krihi, dhihi. Dhihi is intelligence, knowledge and wisdom, intelligence. Lastly, bhihi, bhihi, fear, bhayam. So these are the 10 manifestations of your manas. Now, these 10, if they act positively, we are all very happy. If they are negative, then that is sadness. So to make them happy, to make them positive, we need a little control over our mind. To control your mind, he just told now that you have portions dedicated. One is common, don't touch, don't trespass, then you will control. Two, to the devas, offer them your oblations, then you can control your mind. When you sacrifice, tyagam pannale, your mind is controlled. If you are not able to sacrifice anything, I have got 4 veshtis, 4 dhotis. Someone came, he requested me, I don't have a dhoti. Can you give me vastradana? I just flipped through the dhotis and I chose, this is the best dhoti, let me keep for myself. This is the worst, let me give it. Ippidina, there is no tyagam. There is no sacrifice at all. If there is no sacrifice, then you can't control your manas. If there is sacrifice, without sacrifice, nothing has been achieved in this world. You will have to sacrifice. It has to be tyagam vairagya. Tyagena purusha vyagra trivitha samprakirtitaha. But for tyagam, you can't achieve. You will have to. A person who gets a Nobel Prize, avar evadu tyagam andirkara namu theriyum. Vaangina vaalku mulke. You go to Olympics, you get a gold medal. To get a gold medal in Olympics, it would have taken 4 long years and just toiling for 24 hours a day. He can't, if not. If you are a 100 meter runner, he can't have one bread, one toast a day even. He can't afford to have one bonus chakra pongal. Come Deepavadi, can you have good akka radishil? You can't run 100 meters then. You will have to, at least, you have to renounce then. And the tyaga, and the sacrifice on irukkanum. So without sacrifice, nothing is achieved. If you know that these are the 4 dhotis, this is the best. Let me offer the best to him. Let me keep the worst to me. If you are able to, then in a way you control your mind. Today, let me not have coffee from today for 10 days. Swami, na dhoti vana kurturen. Idha solave solavanda. Nee indha maari illa solvir nanacha. Nee edho 10,000 gadu kurturen. Na coffee saapada koodadunna sollirna. அது பெரிய தியாகம் ஆடுமேங்கிறோம் இல்லையோ பண்ணி பார்க்கணும். வி மஸ்ட் ரிசால்ட் அவர் செல்ஃப் தட் நவ் ஃப்ரம் டுடே லெட் மீ நவ் ஹேவ் எஸ் ஐ ஹர்ட் இன் பிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் வெரி லாஃப்டி ஐடியல்ஸ் தட் ஐ ஷுட் டூ தியாகம் அட்லீஸ்ட் லெட் மீ டூ தியாகம் இன் காஃபி அப்படிங்கிறோம் இல்லையோ எஸ் ட்ரை யூ கேன் ஃப்ரம் டுடே லெட் மீ நாட் ஸ்லீப் ஆன் அ காட் லெட் மீ ஸ்லீப் ஆன் அர்த் ஆன் த ஃப்ளோர் கேன் ஐ ஒரு பாயை போட்டுக்கிறேன் ஜஸ்ட் அ மேட்ரஸ் லெட் மீ ஸ்லீப் From today, let me not wear watch for 10 days. What will happen? There are many people who don't have a watch, but still they work well. We all think, and today you have bought a watch and clock on your monitor. What is wrong in it? You can go ahead. So many things which you think that you get addicted to, you must try and distance yourself from them. You are used to sleeping in a time. Try to change. What would happen? You are used to eating 3-4 times a day. Try to change. Let's see what happens. You are used to reading newspaper before taking a walk. Let us see after a walk. Idella namma dhaan pananum. When I was talking about this, someone told me, Swami, till date, I am addicted to performing puja every day. You told now, we must try and distance from everything, not get addicted. So the first thing I chose was to this. அதனாலே 10 நாளைக்கு கொஞ்சம் பூஜையெல்லாம் நிறுத்தி வச்சுட்டு நீ காஃபியை சொன்னீர் அதை விட மோர் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டு மீ இஸ் பூஜா. So let me stop then. That's what I'm saying. I'm only talking about something related to your mundane body, to your material life, not to our spiritual life. When Krishna was departing, Uddhava started crying. Krishna, you can't leave me. I am so intimate to you now. Take me along with you. Krishna said, have I not taught you about detachment? Be detached. Go to Gandhapadana Balvata Badri Kastama. Meditate on me there. Be detached. Uddhava said, you instructed me to be detached, but not from you. You told me to be detached from material wealth, from not from you. He says, even from me you get detached. That is not possible. with God, I must be attached always. If I even get a thought that I am detached from Him, I lose. Me, I am the loser. He is not. So we must detach. We must try this Tyagam often, as many times as possible, in many ways as possible. If you practice that Tyagam in different ways, then slowly you can control your manas. So we have now seen about 10 manifestations of our mind. Kamaha, desire. Sankalpaha, resolve. Vichikitsa, doubt. Shraddha, faith. Ashraddha, lack of faith. Dhruti, steadfastness, steady. Adhruti, not steady, unsteady. Hrihi, shame. Dhihi, intelligence. Brihi, fear. These 10, control them. You control your manas, then you control all these 10. If your manas is controlled, then you will offer the 7 portions rightly to those who are the rightful owners. Then the last portion, we talked of the first portion, common to all. The second, which was offered, second and third, offered to the devatas. 4, 5 and 6 to the Atman. Lastly, milk, milk and milk. Shastra is so fond of milk and milk products. இங்க ரொம்ப அபண்டண்டா இருக்கு, வெளியில இருந்து கொண்டு வந்தா உள்ளே விட மாட்டேன், பிடிச்சுக்கிறீங்களோ இல்லையோ, அதை அப்பவே சொல்லுது சாஸ்திரம். அது சொல்லும் போதே, இட்ஸ் மில்க் அண்ட் மில்க், லெட் ஆல் பி பிளஸ்ட் வித் மில்க். ஸோ த செவன்த் போர்ஷன் வாஸ் கிவன் டு கோமாதா. இஃப் யூ டூ பூஜா டு கோமாதா, தென் இட் இஸ் மில்க் அண்ட் அன்னம் விச் யூ ஆர் பிளஸ்ட் வித். ஸோ பிரம்மம் கிரியேட்டட் தி செவன், ஹீ டிவைடட் இன் டு செவன் போர்ஷன்ஸ் அண்ட் கேவ் இட் டு ஈச் ஒன் ஆஃப் டு அஸ், to the devatas, to the pitrus and to the cow. So we must now rightfully offer those portions to them and not take away everything. There is a bad practice in human beings. From nature, we enjoy everything, but we don't return at all, which is wrong. Ganga never wanted to have one tumbler of water for itself, did she? She has only been given water to us. Cow gave milk to us. Did she ever drink milk? She did not. So anything, trees bear fruit, it's for us. Chandra, Surya, they emit light, it is for us again. Not that Surya wants light in his world, not at all. He is Surya Deva, he is Chandra Deva, but it's all to our benefit. When we benefit from nature, we must reciprocate to nature. So this was the talk of two rishis, Taihi, Trinyatmane Akuruteti, Manovacham Pranam Iti. Lastly, let me conclude. Prana, Apana, Vyana, Udanaha, Samanaha, Ana. Ittetat sarvam prana evaitan mayova, ayamatma, vangmayo manomayaha, pranamayaha. The third vital air, manas, then vak. Anything that is spoken, any word is out of vak. Be very careful in delivery. Sholramul yagavaraginu, nagakka, kavakkal, shogappar, sholilikku, pattu. We would have helped a lot, but finally, use of bad words, we lose all the name earned. We lose our name and fame if you don't talk rightly. You may help a lot, but still, you must be very careful when you talk. Every word should be minded, should be counted. After talking, you can take back words, so be careful. Lastly, our prana, prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. These 5 are the vital airs which maintain equilibrium in a body. Meditate towards them, offer them to Brahman. So these are the portions given to us. Saptannam, 7 portions of food was created and Brahman divided it between us. Meditate on that Brahman who is the creator. And he removes all our dirt, removes our papa and punya, finally liberates us from this mundane world. We get out of this deluge, reaches lotus feet. This is the some portions of the Upanishads which in the given time I was able to share with you today. There are some, in fact one more very important portion also, although tomorrow's topic is different, let me try and somehow intertwine, somehow read that one which is a very important Maitreyi Gargi Prashnam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. I will certainly offer that to you tomorrow. With these words, I conclude today's session. Thank you for attending. As you were requested earlier, if you can pass the message to others, your friends, relatives, neighbors, and bring them along with you, it would benefit them and to everyone. Thank you.